Now we want to mark a milestone. 50 years ago today, this show premiered on CBS.
The minnow's been beached.
Beached? When the storm was over and it was calm, you said we'd be home in no time.
It may take longer.
But when the passengers wake up and want to get off at the marina, what are you going to tell them?
Think of something.
How are we going to get home? Look at those holes.
That is, of course, from the sitcom Gilligan's Island, a show about seven castaways who went for a three-hour tour and ended up shipwrecked and stranded on a desert island.
It could happen.
It could happen. NPR's TV critic Eric Deggans joins us for a few minutes to remember this classic show. Eric, thanks for being with us.
You guys always bring me in for the highbrow topics, don't you?
Well, this is a milestone, Eric. 50 years ago, of course, this can still be seen in repeats all over the world. But what's the legacy of this show, do you think?
Well, you know, what's interesting about this show and what I think made it popular when it first aired was that it was about escapism. If you remember, it debuted in the mid-1960s, and that was a really tumultuous time in our nation's history. We had a lot going on with civil rights and the Vietnam War, and it was a way to turn on your TV and just kind of escape. And then when the show went into syndication, as some of my Twitter followers have been talking about, those of us of a certain age, we watched the reruns when we got home from school. Or we watched the reruns not too long after school in the afternoons, and it was all over the place. And so when you grow up with a show like that and you use it to escape from sort of negative times, I think it holds a special place in your heart. And even though I'm not sure the episodes hold up, when you look back, you remember your history, you remember where you were when you saw the show. And I think that's kind of the legacy of something innocent fun.
Well, you know, Eric, it's very thoughtful of you, but I can hear people saying legacy and Gilligan's Island in the same sentence. It was about young women in cutoff shorts. That's what it was about.
No, I think it was more than that. But also, there are now shows and movies. I think of the Tom Hanks movie called
Castaway,
right? And then, of course, this show, which is also on CBS and is also about being stranded on an island.
The food situation is probably as bad as it can be. We haven't had fire in 2 or 3 days, which means we haven't had any rice, and we've had no water. So we're pretty hurting all around.
Wow. Survivor is no Gilligan's Island, I guess. Was that inspired, do you think, by Gilligan's Island in a way?
No, actually, I think Survivor was more inspired by Robinson Crusoe, and it aired overseas before it came to America on CBS. Hmm. But one thing that I do think we can credit Gilligan's Island for is this idea of innocent fun being something that we can enjoy in a TV show. And, you know, I actually interviewed Dawn Wells, the woman who played Marianne, and she loved to talk about how there were Marianne guys and they were ginger guys. And so, you know, Marianne guys wanted a relationship and wanted a wholesome person to settle down with. And ginger guys, you know, liked the sexy woman that they could go out in the town with and things like that. So we find different ways to talk about this show, ultimately in ways that talk about how we view the world and how we feel about things.
Well, Eric, I'm going to say goodbye to you because I do want to take a little bit of time to just play something really crazy about Gilligan's Island, which is where they actually basically give the entire story of the show in their theme song. So Eric Deggans, TV critic for NPR, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
And here you go.
Just sit right back and you'll hear a tale of a fateful trip that started from this tropic point aboard this tiny ship. The mate was a mighty sailor man, skipper brave and sure.
No need to even watch the show after
there
that.
You, have
you
it.
Already know everything that's happened. Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. This is Here and Now.